News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome in to Fond du Lac today. This hour, we continue on talking with our members of local law enforcement. We continue on, of course, with Behind the Badge, this segment, of course, with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. And we start the new year talking with Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Captain Bill Totick, kind enough to join us here on this Friday morning. Captain Totick, good morning. Happy New Year. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you taking some time to chat with us. We spoke right before the holidays, early in December, about the Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over campaign. And we're going to recap that and take a look at some different grants I know the Sheriff's Office is participating in, and some different numbers that have been put out recently. So let's start with the info we are going to talk about with the Drive Sober campaign that just wrapped up after the New Year's. And what do we look at for numbers-wise from that this year?
Well, it was pretty good overall. I don't have it in... To set the stage here, it is countywide. It's a task force for all of the county, all of the municipalities, and the sheriff's office in Fond du Lac County. I just have the numbers for the sheriff's office because they haven't got the other ones in yet before it's sent to the state for their review. But the sheriff's office had pretty good numbers. I think COVID might have been a little part of some of the, maybe it's not quite as good as the last few years, but we had a total of 11 OWI arrests during that time, had a total of 191 traffic citations, which was all over the board, from speeding to revocation violations and traffic sign and traffic light violations. The one thing in particular that kind of stood out, there were 6 felony arrests for drug scenarios where we had intent to deliver cocaine, THC, a couple of them for cocaine, and some other Schedule I controlled substance violations. So that, you know, we talk about the Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over, while it only was 11 OWI arrests, you add those in and you can see how the drug element in our county is starting to creep up.
Yeah, and that's part of the information that's usually sent out with the press release announcing Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over, the handful of times it's done throughout the year. There's always a section that includes discussion of how the Sheriff's Office and other local law enforcement agencies are looking for drivers that are impaired by drugs, and that's a big I don't want to say it's a new thing that you've been seeing, but compared to the OWI and the drunk driving arrests, you know, it's still fairly I don't want to say under the radar, but not as prevalent, or at least hasn't been prevalent in the past as the OWI arrest. But to say that you had a significant number during the most recent campaign, that's something to be said, right?
Yeah, I mean, you look back 10 years ago, if we had this conversation, I would be, you know, it would be out of the ordinary that we'd have such a high amount of drug driving violations. So within the last 10 to 15, for sure, we've seen a definite increase in that. And that's something, you know, not only are we out there for the Drive Sober campaigns and the drugs, but we're also trying to hit it up with, you know, throughout the course of the year, we change it up, and we'll have the seatbelt grants and different campaigns for that, speed grants. We've been approved for $75,000 countywide for our task force through the 2021 campaign here. So we hit a wide gamut of things that we're looking to when we do put these events on.
That's all important, obviously, for the safety of the folks that you know, are driving down the road, but also for you know, other people in general. You know, a car next to you, you never really know what you're passing when, say, you're on the interstate or Highway 151 or whatever. But it's important to make sure that even some of the smaller violations get handled, so you know, people are all being safe, right?
You bet. You know, and you look at you talk about just driving in the area. The average citizen, they're sober, they're going the speed limit. Just the other day, I saw one where I think it was a family from Amarillo that was vacationing down in Florida, mm-hmm. and there was a head-on accident where the guy was going the wrong way in a four-lane highway and hit one of the cars and killed two of the members of the family instantly. And that stuff is what we're trying to prevent. And in that case, I believe the guy was a stolen vehicle. I believe narcotics was involved. So it happens out there. So we're out there just to try to make a difference. You know, and I think if you look at our fatality numbers over the years, we have seen a decrease. Looking at our numbers for this year, it was slightly over 2020s, but in the last 10 years, and you kind of look at that average, because there's a lot of years where there's, you know, there might be one flyer year that there was multiple fatalities in one crash itself. So, but for 2019, we had 7 crashes, which involved 8 fatalities in 2019. And then we're slightly above that in 2020, where we finished with a total of 10 fatalities in 9 crashes. So I think it's making a difference if you look at it. A lot of it has to do with education. You see the Zero One Wisconsin out here, that there's a lot of campaigns, a lot of advertisement, where people are really, you know, the state has done a fabulous job of pushing that and bringing that into the minds of everybody out there.
And rightfully so, too. Obviously, you know, we've talked about this before with many different folks in law enforcement. We love our alcohol. We love to watch the Packers with a nice, cold beer. And when we're allowed to celebrate with our friends, we like to tailgate and all that stuff. But, it's all about being responsible. And, it's important to get those messages out there to make sure that people are making those right choices, right?
Right. You know, for instance, this year, and it's about the average for the 10-year, of those 9 fatalities that we had, or excuse me, 10, or 10, 9 crashes, out of those 9 crashes we had, 4 of the 9 involved alcohol. So it's, you know, our average for just regular crashes, excluding car deer crashes, it's about 6.7% for all of the crashes we had in Fond du Lac County. So it's definitely a factor. But when you add the alcohol, the odds that it's going to be more and more severe in the crash, it speaks for itself in the numbers that we have.
When you talk about seatbelt and speed grants, and I think we talked about that the middle part of last year, or maybe the toward the end, about some of those different grants. Those are all in addition to the normal workload for deputies. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, our guys are out there every day, as well as the other municipalities in the county. But this extra money helps us offset to really get, you know, our deputies are taking everything under the sun for calls for service. And in between that time, they're trying to run radar. So this lets them exclusively look, and we look at an area that's of concern to us, where we might have had some crashes or fatalities, or just we know it's a high-speed area. And allows us really to pinpoint that and try to get that presence out there. And that does oftentimes, sometimes it's only temporary, but a lot of the time it does make an impact on that general area.
Now, holidays are behind us, Captain Todick. New Year's is behind us. It's kind of that the winter doldrums here. Any advice for folks when it comes to road safety-wise or, winter safety-wise as we head into the winter months and hopefully look towards spring in a couple months here?
Well, you know, like we talked about the last time I was on, is, you know, the winter driving is upon us, and I think people have settled into that. But still, tips that, you know, you should have your vehicle fully prepared for the winter extremes here, batteries, tires, have something in the trunk that if you do break down, you've got stuff to keep warm, whether it be something to drink, shovels to get yourself out, make sure your cell phone is on you, and probably have an extra charger in there. But overall, it's using that common sense we need to all year round. It's just now you throw that next factor in there with old Mother Nature. So the last thing that I would have to say is just definitely give our plow truck drivers that extra wide berth, because they're so crucial to keeping our roadways open. A little extra time to slow down. Don't try to pass them. If you see them coming at you, give them that extra, you know, get to the side, because sometimes they're slightly over with their plows because they're trying to maintain those roadways for us.
Yeah, we've been lucky. Haven't had too much snow around here, but we've had a lot of freezing fog and stuff like that, so roads have been slick, and I know there's been slippery stretches last several mornings, and it's been tough to see, so just, like you said, use that common sense when you're on the road.
Absolutely. And it's only a matter of time before we get those big snowfalls.
Absolutely. Captain Todick, thanks so much as always. Have a great rest of the week. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks.